to oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Both teams come out on the floor, getting ready for the opening tip-off, brought to you by Clear Results Quest. It'll be Braden Dewey jumping center for Mountain Home. Brendan Chick will try to win the tip for Greenwood. As the official comes to center court.
So, Matt, with that loss, the Lady Bombers are going to be in the third seed. They're going to play Thursday night, the 29th, in state tournament at 4 o'clock. They're probably going to take on the winner of the Benton Lakeside game, which is going to be played next week.
Greenwood won the opening tip, and now, 8 seconds into it, they draw contact. Ryan McClain picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. Inbound pass controlled by Robin from the near sideline, gets it in to Garnes. Ball goes over on the right side to Bowman. Back up top to Garnes, over to Robbins on the left side. Back over to Garnes. He has it on the right wing. Gives up top to Bowman. Back over to Garnes. Garnes dribbles toward the top. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Over to Bowman on the right side. He puts up the three-pointer a little short. And offensive rebound for Preston.
Did it ever hit the rim?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Yep. Bowman gets it. He goes in for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Carson. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. McGee Harris going to pull up in the right corner for the three. No good. And Preston gets a rebound for the Bulldogs. We're 50 seconds into this contest. Here's Garnes with it up top. Still looking for our first basket. Garnes will give it to Preston on the left side. He's going to dribble toward the low block. And, they're going to call a charge. Peyton Preston picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Bulldogs here in the first quarter. So, Mountain Home gets it back as we're a minute into this game.
Blaine Tate wearing a knee brace. You can see that on him tonight. Oh. He hurt his knee or did something a little bit to it in practice, I think, Wednesday maybe.
Okay.
But I think it's healed up enough that he can play through it.
McClain with it on the left side. He drills into the lane. Throws out to Harris. Back to McClain near the right corner. He's going to drill back into the lane. And a foul's going to be called on Greenwood. And with 9 seconds left, Mount Tom gets a fresh 35. Braden Bowman picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Greenwood here in the first quarter. 6:35 left to play in the opening period. Still looking for our first score. Blaine Tate will inbound it on the baseline, gives it to Carson in the right corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. Throws it to Dewey. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Bowman.
Dewey got caught right there deciding whether he wanted to go off the backboard or if he wanted to shoot it.
Garnes has the ball knocked away from him by Tate. It goes out of bounds, and Greenwood will inbound it. With 6:23 left to play in the first quarter. Still no score. Go ahead.
Score update from Harrison. Harrison's trailing 19-10.
Okay. Robbins inbounds it to Garnes. By the way, that you talked about the football team earlier. Robbins is definitely one of those names.
Yep.
Garnes has it. Pulls up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McClain. McClain quickly across the timeline.
It's cold outside today. It's definitely cold inside here right now with the shooting.
Well, just as we say that, Ryder McClain pulls up at the free throw line for the jumper.
That's how you do the announcer's jinx right there, man.
Yeah.
That's how you do the announcer's jinx, brother.
Here is Preston with it. Gives it to Bowman. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Thanks for the jinx. Jeez. Ray Bowman with his first 3 points, and the Greenwood has their first lead of the night.
My bad.
Yeah. The Harris with it up top. Throws it over to McClain on the left side. He drills to the free throw line. Pulls up for another jumper. Good. Ryder McClain with 4 on the night. 4-3, Greenwood up. Here's Bowman with it. Gives it to Preston. Over on the left side to Robbins. Robbins dribbles up to the top. Gives it there to Garnes. Garnes dribbles over to the left side. Gives it to Preston at the elbow. Preston dribbles into the lane, going up for the leaner. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dewey.
Good box out there by Dewey. Both him and Ryder going for it, but Dewey went up and snatched that ball.
Tate's going to go in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, he is slithery. Slithery when it comes around the paint. He's just a basketball player. Glad to have him out here tonight.
His first 2 points of the night. 6-3 Mount Tom up. 4:54 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Bowman on the right side. He's going to dribble down to the low block, going in for the layup. Bounces around and falls in. Braden Bowman with all five of Greenwood points so far. 6-5, Bombers up. 4:40 left in the first quarter. Tate across the timeline, gives it to Carson near the left elbow. Has the ball knocked away, and a scramble for it, and it's going to be a foul called against Braden Dewey, I believe. Yep. They're going to get Dewey with his first personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the first quarter. 4:31 left in the period. Greenwood with a chance to give us our third lead change of the night. Garnes into the front court. Dribbles to the right side, gives it to Preston at the elbow. He dribbles into the paint, goes to the low block, puts up the fadeaway. Won't go, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 4:16 left to play in the opening quarter. Braxton Carson picks up his first personal foul, 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the first quarter.
He's got a size advantage, maybe not height advantage, but a strength advantage on Braxton. Braxton's got to belly him up, go straight up and down against him.
Preston's first free throw will not go. He's got one more to shoot. Second shot for Preston is up. Good. He gets the second, and we've got our first tie of the night. 6-6 our score. Tate across the timeline. He'll dribble to the right elbow, and it's called for the travel. 4:05 left to play in the first quarter. Mount Tom and Greenwood knotted up at 6. Garnes met by Tate in the backcourt. He gets it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it up top to Bowman. Over to Garnes on the left. Thought about 3. Now instead, he'll give it out to Preston. Preston dribbles up top. Throws over to Bowman on the right side. Over to Robbins. Robbins has it on the right. Gives it to Garnes on the left. He's going to pull up for the 3 for the lead. It won't go, and hits the pole for the goal, and that's out of bounds. That's how he gets it back with a little over 3.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Again, we're tied at 6 right now. Tate across the timeline throws over to Harris on the left side. Gives up top to McClain. McClain's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the scoop layup. It won't go, but Dewey tips it back up and in.
That was a heavy thud right there on the floor.
Yep, and Brendan Chick is finally getting up. They had stopped play for him while he was down on the ground. Looks like he's going to check out of the game as Lane Philpott comes in, 5'10 junior for the Bulldogs. So now it's home up 8-6 right now with 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Garnes will walk the ball into the front court. Mounts on breaking back off the press. Looks like a full court man right now. Ball goes to Robbins in the paint. He puts up the jumper. Bounces around and falls in. L.J. Robbins with his first 2 points of the night. We've got our second tie this evening. 8-8 our score. 3 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Tate with it on the left wing. Gives up top to Carson. Now Dewey has it. Over to Harris on the left side. He'll give it there to McClain. McClain's going to dribble into the low block, has the ball knocked away and stolen by Preston.
Mountain just can't handle the physicalness right now that Greenwood's giving us, and they're just being strong with the ball.
Preston's going into the lane. His layup is blocked, and Dewey comes up with the ball.
Good job, Dewey, right there.
Tate quickly back the other way. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good. Bombers back on top. Wayne Tate with 4 on the night. 10-8 our score. 2:19 left to play in the opening period. Here is Robbins with it. Throws it to Bowman on the right side. Gives up top to Robbins. Robbins almost had the ball knocked away, but is able to keep possession of it. He'll try to throw it to Garnes, but he mishandles the ball, but Robbins is there to pick it back up. He'll give it back to Garnes. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 10 left on the shot clock. Ball goes over to Preston on the left side. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McClain.
Good defensive possession there by the Bombers. Kind of creating some active hands and causing some issues there.
145. Let's play in the first quarter. Tate with it up top. Loses his footing. Gives out to McLean to avoid a travel call. He's going to pull up for the jumper on the right side. Rolls around and falls in.
I'd like to see the aggressive rider that we're having tonight for the Bombers.
He's got six on the night. 12-8, Mountain Home up. 127 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Bowman going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good.
Bowman's on fire for them.
Yep, he's got eight on the night. 12-11, our score. Mountain Home up. 113 left to play in the period. Tate with it up top. Gives it to Dewey. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Bowman. Greenwood with a chance to go back on top. Garnes with it. He's going to dribble into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball and a scramble for it. And Dewey's going to come up with a steal. 50 seconds left to play in the first quarter. McLean with it on the left side. And he'll draw a little contact. Lane Philpott picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Bulldogs here in the first quarter. Mountain Home almost clearing the floor, except looks like for Braden Dewey. They're going to bring in Drew Haney, Red Gilbert, Levi Uchman, and Coben Inskeep. Gilbert a 5'8 sophomore, Inskeep 5'5 senior, Uchman 6'1 senior, and Haney a 6'3 sophomore. Inskeep inbounds it to Gilbert in the backcourt. He'll get it back across the timeline, dribbles on the right side. Now goes up top, throws over to Inskeep on the left. Inskeep will give it to Uchman. Now tries to throw it down to Dewey. He is able to control it after it was knocked away. Dewey drills to the low block, puts up the turnaround fadeaway. Won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Robbins. He's quickly back the other way with a chance to go up on top. He gets the layup. Good. LJ Robbins with four on the night. And Greenwood is back on top. 11 seconds left to play in the period.
Update from West Belfont. Van Buren leading 25-16 at half.
Gilbert with it. And what do they call it? They're going to put some more time on the clock because I guess I think the clock kept running after the whistle was blown.
I don't really know what we call it. I don't think anybody does.
So where are they?
But they're going to put a little bit of time on the clock. They're going to say that Mountain Home turned the ball over.
Okay. Wow.
Out of bounds. Greenwood
basketball. Okay.
I guess on the sideline, I think is what he's saying right here. And they're putting 0.3 on the clock.
All right. Probably not enough time for a catch and shoot. Now, just as I say that.
He caught it, took a step, and shot.
Yeah.
In 0.3 seconds. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, so we have come to the end of the first quarter. Greenwood leading Mountain Home 13-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00% annual yield, earning interest on day one.